The Volume.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bet with any college basketball bet. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code Shannon. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your parts is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Thank you so much for staying up late with us tonight, guys. Thank you very much. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Nightcap. I am your host, your favorite uncle, Shannon Sharp. He's also your favorite number 85, host number 2 from Liberty City.
Yeah.
Cincinnati Binger, Bingo Ring of Fame honoree. What's he? Pro Bowler, All Pro, Oregon State, Santa Monica Junior College. He done made up with Rail, so now he has his name back, his entire name, Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson, hashtag Rail Rosado Hubby. Thank you for joining us again. Please make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Thank you so much. And please make sure you guys subscribe to the Nightcap podcast feed. You can listen to us through the Club Shay Shay feed, but we would greatly appreciate it if you signed up and listened to us through the Nightcap feed. Thank you guys for selling out Shay by LaPortier, and thank you so much for your patience. We pinned the link at the top of the chat, and we're only taking pre-orders, but thank you for your patience, and we will get that out to you. Ocho, let's get right into the game that just ended. The Thunder hang on and beat the Pelicans 94-92, and it was their MVP candidate again, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, with a three-point play that put him up. And then Chet Holmgren hit a free throw, made one of two, put him up two. And CJ got the ball knocked away, got a shot up, but it wasn't. It didn't look like it was close to going in from the back. And so they hold on to win and keep home court as they win 94-92. Watching this ball game, lead change. 10-point lead, 9-point lead. Looked like OKC was in control of the game, but the Pelicans come storming back, take a lead briefly, but the Thunder would not go away. That's a very scrappy team, and for a team to be so young, they find ways to win ball games late in the ball game. What did you like about what you saw, Ocho?
Man, I like Shai. Obviously, being an MVP candidate, games like this is when you have to step up and play like an MVP. Obviously, he was 11 for 24. The lead changes, obviously, the game of basketball being a game of runs, and that's exactly what this game did. The lead continued to change back and forth between the Pels and the Thunder, but Shai coming up big. Shet, is it Shet? I want to say Shet. His name right.
Shet Holmgren.
Holmgren?
Yeah.
Listen, played well, too. Man, brother really tall, man. Nah?
Yeah.
Brother really tall. He played very well as well. I like it. I like it. I enjoy the game. Obviously, you know, for me, Unc, you know, I'm not much of a basketball fan, but watching these games and getting a little bit more into it for me has been very, very exciting, and learning the game on the fly and on the run as I am now. I'm enjoying it a lot.
Well, you have to give the Thunder credit because they did a great job on Brandon Ingram. They made it tough for him all night. They challenged him. They got up under him. They contested every shot. He could seem to never get a rhythm. But the turnovers late really hurt the Pelicans. I thought they had an opportunity. They get a rebound, and Larry Nance Jr. throw the ball out of bounds. They get another rebound, and then they turn it over. They let the Thunder poke the ball out from the back, and they give that up. Brandon Ingram get a shot. He gets a one-on-one on Lou Dort, and he gets an offensive foul call. It was just so many things down, and you would thought this was something that the Thunder would do.
Right.
I didn't kind of expect the Pels to melt down like they did, but give the Thunder credit because they made the plays when they had to make it, because they could have easily folded 10, got depressed. Man, we had a 10-point lead. Here we are late in the ball game, but they held it together. They got the ball to their best player, Shai, and he did an unbelievable job. He got the and one. He made the shot, and that's what you have to have. Your stars have to come up big. And tonight, the Pels' best player, Brandon Ingram, obviously with Zion being out, you're relying heavily on him. 5 of 17, 0-2 from the three-point line. He only got to the free throw line twice. That's not good enough. You get 21 from Trey Murphy, 8 of 18. You get 9 of 22 from CJ, 20 points. You need Brad B.I. needs to be in that 20-point range. I thought Valanciunas did a great job on the glass, 13 with 20 boards. He had 9 offensive rebounds. That gives you an opportunity to get a lot of second-chance points. But give the Thunder credit. They held serve at home. The one thing that you don't want to do is lose game one on your home court, because now the team feels really good. So they've stolen the game. And so give the Thunder credit. They played well down the stretch, played well enough to win the ball game. This was a game I thought the Pels could have won and probably should have won. But if they want to have an opportunity to win this series, Brandon Ingram is going to have to play better than what he played tonight.
Right. I mean, so obviously Brandon Ingram is going to have to play better in the situation. Mm-hmm. Do you think the outcome of the game changes if Zion played tonight?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I mean, we know what Zion is. I mean, he's a guy that can go get you a double-double.
Mm-hmm.
They have no answer for it. They have no answer. They don't have anybody. They don't have anybody that can put a body on him and keep him from getting to the paint. Man, you see how he was going through AD. He was going through Rui. He was going past LeBron. The Thunder don't have anybody that can neutralize that. But probably not going to be back in this series. So you're not thinking about having him. You're not even thinking about him because they say 2 weeks. You know, hamstring, and when you got to do certain bursts, that thing grab. So you got to err on the side of caution because you don't want him to rip it off the bone. So for all intents and purposes, he's not playing in this series. And so you need to frame your mind. What we have in this locker room, that dress and Pels gear, that's what we're going to have to win with.
Okay.
Brandon Ingram is going to have to play better than what he played. I know Herb Jones is better than what he gave. He only gave you 8 points tonight. They only got 13 points off the bench. Alvarado normally gives them a little more than what he gave them. Take that back. They had 18 points off the bench. Larry Nance had some big-time rebounds. Like I said, he had 8 rebounds. Didn't play played less than 20 minutes. But the opportunities that they squandered, like I said, 3 turnovers. You got the ball in your hands, and Larry Nance threw the ball out of bounds. There's CJ standing right in front of him, and he throws it to a guy that has his back turned that's damn near out of bounds when he threw it to him.
Right.
And so just the turnovers late in the ball game, and that's the focus. I'm sure Willie Green says, hey, this is a game we could have won. We probably should have won. Right. Let's come out there with that same focus, that same mindset, clean some of the things up, and we'll be okay. But the Thunder hang on and get a hard-fought victory, 94-92. You have to be pleased with this. because this is a game that could have swung the other way, but the Thunder have found a way to win the ball game. Kawhi Leonard missed the Clippers season opener against the Mavericks on Sunday due to knee inflammation, but the Clippers won anyway. The Clippers managed to do just fine without him in game one, never trailing in the ball game, leading by as many as 29 points, thanks to James Harden and Paul George, who combined for 50. Zubac added a career high playoff high, 20 points, also added 15 rebounds. Now, if you tell me the beard, you notice I didn't say James Harden. See, they don't want James Harden to show up. They want the beard to show up. Right, if James Harden show up, you take it, you're going home. As long as the beard shows up and plays like this, he was aggressive. He was looking at it, looking for a shot, but he wasn't too aggressive that he made other players get out of theirs. I love what Ty Lue did early. Ty Lue said, man, y'all ain't got nobody big enough to deal with Big Zub down low. Right. If you notice, they went to Big Zub early. That's what they normally do with an Anthony Davis. That's what they normally do with a Joel Embiid or one of these other big guys. But he's like, man, Daniel Gafford, you too light in the backside, bro. You ain't got enough bricks in your back pocket. And Zubac did a number on him early in the ball game. So now we got to send double. We got to send help. Okay. In the process of you sending help, now you're going to leave these shooters open. And they made him pay. But I thought Beard played really well. PG got it going in the fourth quarter. But they knocked down shots, and that's what you have. Terrence Mann knocked down some big shots. There had guys that knocked down big shots. What were they? 50% from the three-point line, Ocho. 18 of 36, 11 of 13 from the foul line. Obviously, they're a jump shooting team, with the exception of, like I said, the only guy that really posts up is Zubac, because Ty Lue felt that they had an advantage with size inside.
Well, hell, goddamn, the Clippers bench outscored the Mavs damn near 20 to 10. You got James Harden playing out his mind. Kawhi is out with injury. Paul George played well. And obviously, Zubac is a mismatch for really basically damn near everybody the Mavs have.
Gafford is not big enough. I like Lively the second. He's small, but he's very athletic. But what's going to have to happen? I already know what I'm going to get from Kawhi and Luka
when he comes back.
I know what I'm going to get. I'm going to get somewhere around 55 to 65 points on a nightly basis. What are those other guys going to do? Daniel Jones played 18 minutes, gave me 0 points. Daniel Gafford played 14 minutes, gave me 3 points. PJ Washington, he gave me 11. He normally gives, probably about 15. I could have used that. But then what did Kleber? 1 for 5 from the field, 0 for 3 from the three-point line. He gave me 3 points. Tim Hardaway Jr. gave me 6 points. Lively gave me 3 points. That's not good enough. But those other guys, because look at it. Paul George had 22. Zubac had 20. The Beard had 28. Terrence Mann had 13. Russ came off the bench and gave you 13. You see the balance scoring? Because I'm looking at it. I'm looking at, I already know what Kyrie and Luka's going to do. You can see that.
Yeah.
None of you other guys going to do anything.
They got to step up. Hell, the first half, the Mavs had the worst offense in the first half. And obviously, in they playoff history. So if you got to have your supporting cast show up, so Luka and damn Kyrie don't have to be Superman.
Right.
If they don't have to be Superman, everybody else shows up to play ball, they're going to be fine. I still think, obviously, the Clippers have an edge and have an advantage once Kawhi comes back. I like the big three as opposed to their
big two.
Their two-headed monster over in Dallas. So if Beer continues to play consistent and shows up, not being James Harden, but shows up being the Beard and playing consistent basketball, I think they have a chance to go pretty damn far in the damn playoffs.
Yeah, you look at them, they shot less than 39% from the field. The Mavericks did. They shot 30% from the three-point line. And that's the thing, because I'm counting on Luka, like I said, somewhere between 55 and 65 on a nightly basis. Can I get from my other starters, can I get 40? And then can I get another 10? 15 from my bench? I don't think that's asking too much.
40?
Yeah, 40 from the other three. That's only 13 points. I mean, PJ Washington, what was PJ Washington? What did he average for the season? I think he averaged about 15.
But they got to be on fire. And it's playoff time. It's playoff time, too. So, you know, most of the players don't have the confidence to be able to pull the trigger on those shots.
That's why they traded for
it. Let that green light go. It's different. Everybody don't have the green light to just pull it.
Finally, Luka has someone that can tag team along with him. Kyrie, he's never had that player. He had it for 1 year. He had Jalen Brunson.
Mm-hmm.
We see what Jalen Brunson is doing with his own team in the Knicks.
Oh,
now
he
has a guy in Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
Skill beyond skill. Three level, three mid-range. The best finisher. He's the best small person finisher in the history of the league. He's one of the best finishers ever. Either hand, got English up and under, Dipsy dude, mid-range, like I said. You file him, he go to the foul line, he's going to make 90% of those shots. Right. Luka's going to be Luka. He averaged 34, gave you 9-9. He scored or assisted more points, total points, than anybody in NBA history.
Right. So
we know what he's going to do. Well, except Wilt. we don't put Wilt in any equation. But we know what Luka they're going to do. But they need P.J. Washington. What is P.J.? Oh, okay. Ash is looking at 13. So he averaged 13. So he gave you two. What about Daniel Jones? What did he normally give you? Because they got to get either or. Hmm. Tim Hardaway Jr. is going to have to give you better production off the bench. Somebody's going to have to come along with Luka and Kyrie, because that's not enough. Two men are not going to be the team, because that's what the Clippers have. And they play great team ball. Look, Luka's going to get him, but you got to make him get it inefficiently. 11 of 26, 4 of 12. Yeah, he had 33, but it took him 33 shots to get it.
I can live
with that. I just don't want him to get 33 on 15, 16 shots.
Shots, right.
But I also don't want him, guess what? And I made him a score. He only had 6 assists. See, what Luka gets you is that you allow him to get 35, 40, and he has 13, 15 assists. So not only is he getting his, he's allowing other people to get theirs. If y'all want to play two-man basketball, if y'all want to go out there and score 65, 70, have at it. But them other three and the rest of them ain't getting nothing. And that's the way Ty Lue's going to approach it. Look, we're going to make we can't stop them. We can't deal with them. But let's not let anybody else go crazy. Clippers look good.
They're gonna have to, you know it, and that, you know what, that got to be difficult too. When I think about it, I don't know how. I'm thinking about football and coming off the bench and how difficult it is to get into a rhythm or a flow in a game. And think about Tim Hardaway Jr. having to come off the bench, or the bench players in general having to come off the bench and actually get. It's goddamn difficult to get in the goddamn rhythm.
No, because that's what you do. It's not like you all of a sudden, Ocho, you're a starter. That's what you do. Now, if all of a sudden they say, well, Ocho, we need you to, hey, we're going to hold you out the first two series. Now you would have a compelling argument, because that's not what you normally does. This is what Tim Hardaway does. He comes off the bench.
Right.
There's no excuse, because you're in the exact same role you've always been in.
Right.
Everybody, and that's the thing. That's what you have to do. You have to, and that's what the playoff does. The playoff forces you to be at least be who you are. Now the greats take their play up. They normally increase
the level,
their points, their key, increase their rebounds or assists. That's what the greats do. We just need, or the team just need, their role players to do the role what they would normally do.
So you think they have a chance as far as the role players, the players come off the bench in game two?
If they play like they normally play, this was one of the most clutch teams. Last 5 minutes of the ball game within 5 points. That's what clutch is defined as in NBA terms. This was the best, if I'm not mistaken, this was the best clutch team. You can understand why. They got Luka. They got Kyrie. They put you in the pick and roll. Now they can lob it to Gafford. They can lob it to Lively. So, I expect the Mavericks to play better. I don't think they're going to go another quarter where they just score 8 points. They scored 8 points in the second quarter. Ocho.
Yeah.
So that kind of doomed them, and they're fighting an uphill battle from that point on. Right. You score 8 points in a quarter, and you allow a team to have a 26, 27-point lead. Mm-hmm. Now, you saw Kyrie got it going in the third. I think he'll probably try to insert himself a little earlier, because Luka got it going early. Kyrie kind of took a back seat, and then Luka went away in the second, but Kyrie didn't get it going to the third. So they let too much separation get between them and the Clips before they were able to try to put a dent in it. And they only got it. I think they cut it down at 1 point. Not the final score. The final score is 12. Yes, it's 12. But I think at one point in time, I think with 8 minutes, I think they got it like 14 or 16. But right. That was really as close as they got. But PJ, Daniel Jones, Daniel Gafford, Hardaway Jr., they're going to have to play a lot better. I don't know what happened to Kleber shot. I mean, he was throwing up bricks left and right. I mean, he wasn't even hitting the rim on those three he was taking.
Right. Hey, playoff basketball, baby.
Yeah.
It make a fool of us all.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Self-care is focusing on your mental health. People all carry around different stressors, big and small. When you keep them bottled up, it can start to affect you negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through your whatever's weighing you down. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Just fill out the brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist selected just for you, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/nightcap to get 10% off your first month and get matched with the best therapist for you. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/nightcap.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Jason Tatum had his first career. This is the first career triple-double, right? Playoff career triple-double. As the Celtics run past the Butlerless Heat, 114-94. Game really wasn't that close. Tempers flared in the final minutes when Caleb Martin undercut Tatum for a rebound attempt and sent him crashing to the floor. Brown got up in Martin's face, leading to a brief scrum before double technicals was called on Brown and Martin. Miami was pushed around most of the game, limited to 5 offensive rebounds. Spo after the game, the Celts controlled the game from the tip. They won the big muscle areas, definitely the three-point line, and the majority of the areas in between. But nobody's surprised that Boston won the three-point line. Because you know why? Nobody takes and makes more threes than the Boston Celtics.
Celtics, right.
So with that being said, scores. Yeah. The Celtics look good. I mean, they were raining threes early, and that's what they do. And that's a blessing and a curse, Ocho, because the thing that can happen is that they end up shooting you out the gym, or they miss and shoot you back in it.
In the game, yeah.
Yeah. So they ended up, 22 of 49 from the three-point line. 22 of 49. That's 45%. Miami was 12 of 37. Yeah. And so you got Jason Tatum had a triple-double with 23 points. Derek White had 20 points. Kristaps Porzingis had 18. JB had 12. Hauser had 12. Al Horford had 10. Hauser really got it going. They made a stretch run. They tried to make it close in the second quarter. And I think Hauser hit three straight threes and blew the game back open. And the Celtics really never looked back from that. But this is what the Celtics do. They take an enormous amount of threes. And if they're hitting, they're going to shoot you out the gym. I thought Miami didn't have a coaching problem. They had a math problem. They was giving up threes and taking twos.
You're not going to be able to win a game like that. Obviously, you're not going to be able to compete, especially with the Celtics shooting efficient from behind the line.
Yes.
But I think what Spo is going to do, they're going to make the right adjustments. They're going to make the adjustments they need to do. And I think even though I think the Celtics, not even think, the Celtics are a better team. I'm just going to be honest. Yes. The Celtics are a better team.
Yes.
But I think coaching is what's going to keep. Spoelstra is going to keep the Heat in this game, or in this series for that matter, and make it closer than what people think it's going to be.
I got to make it ugly.
Very, very ugly.
The Celtics want to play a masterpiece type of a game. They want to move the ball, get a bunch of threes. I want to make it like a grease pig. I want to make it county fair, where it's pooping all over the ground. It's litter. People just throwing their cups on the ground. I want it nasty.
Yeah.
And that's the only chance that you have, because you can't play a fluid game with this team, because they have you outgunned. You don't have a Tatum. You don't have a JB. You don't have a Porzingis. You don't have that. Your bench is not as deep as theirs. You know, they come with Hauser. They come with Al Horford. And Peyton Pritchard, you know, can control the game. He can knock down shots. He can push the ball. He can distribute the ball. Yeah, this is, man, if Boston doesn't win it this year, they don't win it this year.
That window's closing, or has it closed already?
No, it's not closed, because Jason Tatum's 25. I think JB's 26.
Right.
So, but it's not like, teams are getting better.
Yeah.
Free agency's going to come. Hey, you never know what, Philly might get somebody, or somebody else, you know, the Knicks might get a big piece. You don't know. So that's why you have to seize the opportunities when they present themselves. And we know the West is the West. But this is, I think they have an excellent chance to win this year, because they're loaded. You know, you look at Holiday, who can defend. Derek White is a very good on-ball defender. Porzingis can control the paint. Al Horford is another guy that can rim protect and can control the paint as far as with the bigs. So this is a great opportunity for them. It's going to be a very disappointing season if they don't get it done. But Miami only had 5 offensive rebounds. Boston cleaned them up on the glass with a plus 10 on the glass, plus 5 on the offensive glass. That won't get it done.
What's the chances? What percentage you give the Heat winning this damn series?
Without Jimmy Butler, 0.005.
Jimmy, I wonder how long the extent of his injury is with that MCL. What you think?
MCL? Nah, he ain't coming back no time soon. Joel Embiid had a meniscus. Did he have a meniscus on MCL, Joel? I think he had a meniscus.
It was just a little sprain, though, right? Just a little sprain?
Yeah, I don't see him coming back with at least 2 weeks.
Damn, boy, we ain't got a damn chance then, if that's the case.
Nah.
I mean, somebody Bam got to turn into a Akeem Olajuwon one or somebody.
I mean, he gave 24-6. Tyler Hero struggled today. Jaime Hawkins played really well. He gave you 16, Jaime Hawkins Jr. DeLon Wright came off the bench and gave you 17, 5 of 5 from 3. You just don't have the manpower.
we have to shoot. Even if we don't have the manpower, we have to be efficient from the field and shoot the same way we did against the Bulls. Maybe we was hitting everything.
Yeah, but that's not the Bulls.
It's the Bulls. Yeah. Oh, man.
So you got your work cut out for you, Ocho. The Bucks beat the Pacers 109-94. Dame Lillard, his first half, at it's his third first half with 30 or more in his playoff career. Since 1997-98, no player has more such half than Dame. Dame Lillard has three. Devin Booker and LeBron James have two. He went off for 35 points in the first half, and then he got picked up in the second half by Middleton and Bobby Portis.
Bobby Portis played
tremendous in the second half. Both of those guys played well. Dame carried him in the first half, and then BP and Chris Middleton did an outstanding job in the second half of carrying him, and they end up winning the game 109-94. Siakam had an outstanding game. He was 15 of 25, 36 points. Miles Turner had 17 points, but they need more from Nembhard and Halliburton. Halliburton only had 9 points. You got 9 points, you got to have 15, 20 assists. You can't be under double digits in both points and assists. He led the league in assists. I think he had about 12 a game, and he gave you 9. That's not good enough. 9 points, 8 assists. Nembhard gave you 6 points. Nesmith gave you 7 points. And then you got Portis, you gave you a double-double, 15 and 11. You got Chris Middleton gave you a double-double, 23 and 10. You got Dame gave you 35. Pat Bev gave you 5. Lopez gave you 11. And then you get off the bench, you got Crowder gave you 5. Connington gave you 6. And Beasley, Malik Beasley gave you 9.
That's crazy. With Giannis being out, obviously Giannis is out. Portis came in and played pretty good. Obviously, 15 points, 7 for 15, shooting 11 boards. Damian Lillard going to be Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
He's been off some games. He's been off. You're not sure which Damian Lillard is going to show up, but obviously it's playoff time. You probably know what he's going to give you. I think if the Pacers can win the next game, what is the chance you think Giannis comes back and makes the series even that more interesting?
Well, I think
he got a strained calf. I think he had what Joe Burrow had.
Yeah, how many games did Joe Burrow miss? How many weeks did Joe miss? Three.
Two? Was it two?
Two or three, yeah.
Yeah.
So just imagine, yes. And see, that's the thing. See, and it's different than Giannis. Giannis got to get up and down. He got to do sudden movements.
Right.
Calf injury for a basketball player and a football player is entirely different.
And when I think about it, remember when KD came back from injury in 2019 to try to save the series? You think Giannis would try to pull some stuff like that? Because he had to say so at the end of the day. He not listened to them damn doctors.
Yeah.
Especially if the Pacers, for some godforsaken reason, make the series a little closer than what people expect it to be. Do you think he'd be like, you know what? I got to play. I got to come back.
Because he don't want to run that risk. Because KD came back with the calf and you see what happened. Giannis doesn't want to run that risk.
Right.
Okay. But for me, this works perfect for Dame because he's used to being in situations where he's the guy.
Right.
So now, but he has a better supporting cast. Bobby Portis. Right. Middleton, and not to take anything away from CJ, but if you look at the overall makeup of the team, what he has as a starter, I think they're better positioned. Now, obviously, if Giannis is there, he's not going to be, he could get it, but I could believe Dame Lillard, could he have 4 or 5 more games like he had the first half? Yes, maybe he doesn't score 35, but I've seen Dame Lillard stay hot for a month.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't say, well, he ain't going to shoot like, yes, he can. Mm-hmm. And you've seen him. If you followed this young man's career, you've seen him heat up like this. I just knew he was going for 50. I'm surprised that he didn't score any points in the second half. But like I said, Middleton and BP picked him up in the second half. But he was on fire in the first half. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's amazing to see this. Ocho, we're going to get right into it because we got a special guest that's on the line for us. Guys, let's welcome Heisman Trophy winner, LSU's own. The draft is Thursday, and he's going to hear his name called very, very early in that process. Let's welcome Heisman Trophy winner from LSU, Jaden Daniels. JD, what's up? How you doing, bro?
Jay, what's good, boy? What's happening? Man, chilling right here. I'm trying to see how you feeling, man. That childhood dream is going to happen in a few more days. How you feeling?
Man, honestly, like, anxious. Like, you know, yeah. I'm just ready to get this, hear my name call and get to work.
Has it hit you yet? Like, it hasn't really set in yet, huh?
Nah, it really set in. You know, I've been everywhere, you know, flying back and forth, being on flights, you know, 30 visits, top 30 visits, stuff like that. So right. I haven't really had time to really sit back and really think about it.
Whoa, Jay. Hold up, Jay. Why you taking all them visits? You like, where y'all picking? Y'all picking 28? I ain't gonna be there. I ain't coming to see y'all, man. Stop playing with me.
This is a once in a lifetime thing.
Yeah, you gotta take
you
them all.
You get all the frequent flyer miles, huh?
Hey, trying to.
So walk us through the process. Okay, you win the Heisman.
Yeah.
You like, okay, I can't do any more at LSU. I'm out of here. Okay. So now you go through the process. Talk our audience through what's going through Jaden Daniels' mind once he wins the Heisman, once you have the year that you have, what's going from that point, you have the year that you have, you're the 2023 Heisman Trophy winner. Walk us through from there.
I mean, once I heard my name, even before that point, I kind of like, after the Texas A&M game, I was like, man, I ain't got nothing else left for college, man. I can't do it. I can't play in this bowl game.
Right.
You know, I was like, man, I'm telling all my people, like closest one to me, like Malik and Brian and all, I'm telling them like, man, I'm out. Like, I can't play in this bowl game. Love y'all. But it's time for me to move on. And then right. from there, kind of really just moved out of Louisiana, moved back to California, took like 2 weeks off. And then after our bowl game, got to work.
So you started. So you go through the draft. I mean, so when did you? Because obviously, as Ocho asked you, this is a lifelong dream, mm-hmm. and so now you're about to fulfill. This is not the end of one journey; it's the beginning of another journey. So, yeah. What is your expectations? Are you going to be in New York? I mean, excuse me, Detroit.
I'm going to Detroit.
Okay. So that's always been a lifelong dream to be there and to walk on that stage and give Roger Goodell that hug.
Honestly, it hasn't. My lifelong dream is being first round pick and hearing my name.
Okay.
I thought about it differently, but then once you're in the process and you know you can go high, I'm like, man, like everybody like, man, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity to walk across that stage, you know, right. hold that jersey up. So I was like, man, I can't miss out for sure.
Yeah. It's one thing that I always thought about. Most of the time, you just want to get drafted. But I know players in the back of their mind, they always think about a favorite team that they always wanted to play for. So as a child growing up, who was your favorite team growing up? And how do you feel about your chances of playing there? Now, I'm not asking where you want to go.
No, my chances are slim playing there.
Right.
My chances are very slim. They got a QB. But growing up, my favorite team is the 49ers. So,
okay.
You know,
okay.
They got a team. Okay. So my chances are very slim going there.
Right.
Yeah, they messed that up, Jaden, when they traded up a couple of years ago to the third pick. Maybe if they hadn't done that, that might have been an opportunity for you.
Hey, we never know.
So now that what is it? So your family's around, obviously your mom's gonna be there. So what's it like to know that, you know what? I'm gonna be able to take care of my mom. My mom, I don't know if your mom's working or your dad's working, but you know, hey, baby got this thing. Now hey, shut it all the way down.
Yeah, man. Both my parents are still working. So it'd be able, not everybody looking at me. So I'll be able to, you know, they put in all the work, you know, to get me to this point, to sacrifice and stuff like that. So be able to take care of them a little bit. Not too much, you know, they still got to work. But, whenever I get the chance to take care of them, man, I'm going to take care of them. Once I get that second contract, then we can talk about stuff.
Talk about retiring
and stuff like that.
Yeah, give me 3 years. Give me 3 years. Just hold on for 3 years.
That's a good one. Listen, you had an exceptional season last year. Now, from my understanding, you played so well due to your nutrition and what you ate before games.
Yeah.
Pre-game meal was an omelet and two waffles.
Two of them.
Now, once you get to the NFL, will you change your routine? As far as nutrition is concerned, you're gonna stay true to yourself.
Hey, I'm in between, man. I'm true to myself. Like, I can get away with a little bit. You know, I eat fast food still to the day, Wendy's.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's why you're going to be successful at the next level. Unc, you heard that? You heard him?
I still eat fast food, man.
Let's go, man.
Well, I'm sure.
What I'm talking about.
But have you talked to any teams and have your trainer said, Jay, we probably need to put about 10, 15 pounds on you? Not right now, but through the process over the next year or so.
Yeah. Most definitely. Like, teams I talked to, it was like, what I played at last year, I was like around like 205. So they was like, you know, we just gonna put on weight progressively, but we ain't gonna overload you. So, you know, your play start to digress.
Talk to us about what you started out at Arizona State.
Yeah.
And then you go to LSU. What was your thought process of entering the portal and going to LSU and leaving Arizona State?
Man, that was hard. Just being there for 3 years, you know, I got much love for Herm. Y'all love Herm, Marv, AP, all those guys. So it was hard just to leave them. I still to this day, I remember Marv was blowing my phone, like, come talk to me before you leave, talking to Herm before I left. I was like, man, it's hard. But one thing about them, they always respected me. You know, they told me if I don't got nowhere to go, I still got to go home here. Mm-hmm. So, right. You know, to this day, it was a genuine love. But transferring to LSU, man, honestly, what to expect? I was like, I just need a fresh new start. You know, I want to go compete against the best. The SEC, the boys in the South built a little different. So I wanted to go down there and play against them, play with them. And I was blessed enough to go to LSU. LSU was an opportunity for me, and I was able to play on the biggest stage.
Was it a shock once you got to the SEC and realized the difference from playing in the Pac-12 as opposed to being in the SEC once you got there? Was it not a culture shock, but was from a skill perspective, was it eye-opening?
Man, yeah. I mean, I'll just say like the mentality. You know, I was blessed enough to play with Malik and Brian, you know, and every day I practiced, no matter who it was, O-line, D-line, receivers, linebackers, DBs, you know, they always talking crazy, man. And that's one thing about Malik, man. He always talking crazy no matter what. He thinks nobody can guard him. He's always open. So, you know, he got the little dog in us. I respect that. But, you know, all across the board, they all got the dog in them because of how they was raised. You know, they wasn't raised with much. They didn't have much to do but football. So, you know, this is all they know.
That's dope, man.
You go to LSU. Did you think this type of season was possible? I mean, you had some fantastic runs. You had some fantastic plays at Arizona State. But did you think this?
Yeah.
Man, honestly, I knew, like, before I went to college, I was like, man, I want to win a Heisman. But going back to this offseason, I was like, man, I'm going to win this Heisman. Like, that was my goal, Heisman. I put it, you know, we working out in the weight room. I put it up on top of the rack. You know, the strength coaches put, like, a little plaque for me and Malik. So Malik had Biletnikoff, I had a Heisman one. So we work out, and we constantly just looking at it. Like, we had that goal set. Like, man, we trying to go get this. And then we just started balling. I mean, our chemistry, just the whole offensive chemistry, man, started hitting off, and we took off from there.
That's dope, man. Hey, listen, obviously, with you going to the next level, there are some great quarterbacks going to the draft. Obviously, brother Drake May, Caleb Williams, and there's some Michael Penix Jr. incidents and some other players. What do you think separates yourself from the other quarterback? Excuse me. What do you think separates yourself from the other quarterbacks in the draft? From your own perspective?
Man, I say, I can't speak for everybody, but I'm a competitor. Right. I'm a dog, man. Mm-hmm. You know, and in my escapability, you know, I could, you know, you give me a lane, I could go 80. I could go 80 for sure. Right. So that separates me, man. Just, you know, I getting to know those guys. I mean, I know they all got high football IQs, but I would say just that dog in me. Like, you know, this is all I know. You know, I grew up football. I was always doubted. You know, people doubted me to this day. So, you know, I take that, you know, and add it to the fire at the end of the day. So, but other than that, man, you know, just my escapability, man, my legs. I don't know. God bless me with those. So I got to keep using them.
So how's the visits going? You go to these teams, you say you have you have 30 visits. I don't know if you take it all 30 of them. So when they get so walk our audience out, viewing audience and our listening audience through, what is it like for Jaden Daniels? Let's just say, okay, you went to Washington and New England, Arizona. Let's just take those three teams because they're in the top five. And what are they asking you to do? Are they asking you to diagram plays? They ask you, okay, what's this play from what you did in college? What's that process like?
Man, it's kind of just like, you know, they want to kind of introduce you to the offense. You know, see, quiz you a little bit, get up and, you know, do a little cadence here and there, learn more about yourself. That's kind of like on those visits, they want to learn more about the person. You know, they know about the football player,
right?
But they want to learn more about the person, like your background, where you come from, you know, how was you raised, stuff like that. So that's kind of what I've been getting. And then from there, they really want to see your football IQ. Like, what can you remember?
Yeah.
It's kind of like they quiz you a little bit. So they just want to see if you're a smart football player, especially being a quarterback. You know, you got to have a high football IQ. So
absolutely.
That's stuff like that that I kind of did when I was on the visits.
That's dope. Listen, I'm not Mel Kiper Jr. I'm not Cleo, but I have an epiphany that for some reason you will end up with AP at the Raiders. Now, I don't know how they're going to jump all the way up to number two. I'm not sure. I just think that's what's going to happen. I'm telling you. So if you just so happen to be a Raider, I just want to be the first one to get a jersey. I just want to be the first one to get a jersey. I'm going to sign it. So I'm going to put it up back here. And I'm excited for you, man. I'm excited for you. I done ran into you a couple of times. Obviously,
yep.
You know, you were my son over at ASU at one point. I'm excited, man. It's going to be really dope to see you walk across that stage.
Man, I appreciate that.
Since we're talking about the Raiders, AP was the DC when you was at Arizona State. And this would be an opportunity if you were, they made a move because obviously you're not going to be there when they select. So they're going to have to jump over a lot of people to select you. What it's like, you know, AP, you know. How he is as a person, you know, how he is as a coach. What would that be like to be reunited with a guy that you was with at Arizona State?
I don't know how they're going to pull it off. but I mean, that's above my pay grade, man. But
yeah, I wouldn't do it. I ain't trading. Why man, would I give up AP. That? You're a transformational quarterback, Jay.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I ain't giving that up.
Hey, man. Just AP, man. AP, just as a human being, you know, he the right coach for that team. You know, just him and the intensity that it brings, you know, he challenged people. He challenged me at 18. So I know if I was to go to the Raiders, I'm not saying I'm going to go there or I want to go there. You know, I want to go wherever my name called. But if I was to go to the Raiders, I know as soon as I step foot, he's going to challenge me. He don't care how high I was drafted, none of that. You know, he's going to challenge me every day.
So go ahead, Ocho, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I say, when you think about what's very important for quarterbacks, especially coming out in the draft, you think about your situation at LSU. You look at your supporting cast that was around you. They make your job very easy. Malik Nabers and the rest of the receiving core. At number two, based on, again, I'm not Mel Kiper, but they talk about Caleb Williams going first. Obviously, he'll be going to the Bears. The Commanders are number two.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking you, number two, period.
Yeah.
Look at the supporting cast that you have in D.C.
They got some dogs over there.
Jahan Dotson, McLaurin. Man, listen, boy. Boy, you're going to be in heaven. You're going to be in heaven. And I think it's so imperative that you go to the right situation so you have your receiving core. Once you got a receiving core and they're able to build around you and you can just be you, man. But I'm not saying it's going to be a breeze, but I just know. I know the work you put in because it shows up on film. So the transition from college to NFL is going to be, It's going to be awesome.
Sure.
Have you thought about the emotions that you could potentially feel when with the second pick or the third pick in the NFL draft,
It's going to be second.
Jay Daniel.
I don't know.
You gonna cry?
No, I got it, man. You know, hopefully, if I look at my mama, I know my mama will go cry. My dad probably gonna cry too. So, I don't know. Maybe if I look at them, they might give me a little bit.
Yeah.
Nah, you gonna cry? You gonna be a meme. You gonna be a meme.
That's a lifetime, man. That's unbelievable. Jaden, much success, man. Thank you for jumping on with us tonight. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. Obviously, doing what we do, we're gonna be paying very close attention to your career. Mm-hmm. tell your family, congratulations. Yeah. And, bro, appreciate much that. Success moving forward.
Man, yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
Jay, good to see you, boy. I love you, boy. Congratulations you again, man.
Man, Jay appreciate Daniels, ladies and gentlemen. Awesome. Man, that's unbelievable, man. That's an opportunity.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
An AFC scout told NFL.com, if I was picking, I would select Jalen Daniels, number one. Better athlete, and I think he loves football more. I believe that he's just a better effing player, and I think he's on the rise, and Caleb is kind of going lateral. Do you agree or disagree, Ocho?
I mean, I understand what he's saying. I understand what he's saying. Obviously, that's a tough one there when you say the better athlete. I think both are very, very good dual threat quarterbacks. Obviously, Caleb being able to extend plays outside of the norm of the play call and what's called. When it doesn't play out the way the X and O say it should plays out, both of them are very good at extending plays, making plays with their arm and making plays with their legs. I think obviously Jaden Daniels having the edge, obviously with the speed and being a little bit more faster, a little bit more elusive as opposed to Caleb Williams. I understand what that scout or coach is saying. Mm-hmm. Either way, I think it's a win-win either way you go based on the teams. I mean, so I'm excited for Young Bull, man. Mm-hmm. I can't wait. I just want him to go to the right situation, Unc. You know how important that is.
Yeah.
I don't want a situation like it. I love Bryce Young. I love what he was able to do in Alabama. But not having the supporting cast or the type of caliber players around you as opposed to when you're in Alabama and you come to the NFL and now you look what you got to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're starting from scratch. You know, right. So I'm hoping over in Carolina, they do right by that young fella, man, and get him the pieces he needs to succeed like he did in college. And also, you know, if you're going, when you're getting picked that early, it can be very difficult. I just don't want to see that happen. But obviously, I look at the team. I look at the receivers, obviously, that were acquired by the Bears and what they have, and also the receiving corps that they have over at the Commanders, who are picking that too. So either way it goes, I don't know how the draft is going to go, but I know he's going to be all right.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely think you need to go somewhere, offensive line. You need somebody to protect you.
Yeah, man.
Because you remember, you know, David Carr, he got sacked 76 times and it ruined him.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. I do remember that.
Wasn't that the most sacks ever?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
you got that as a rookie. And they talking about, well, man, why you flinching in the pocket? What the hell you mean?
You mean why?
Man, hey. If you're going to hit me everywhere except the bottom of my feet, and you're going to talk about I'm flinching or mm-hmm. I'm seeing things. No, I'm not.
Yeah. Hey, I think that mentally, especially at the quarterback position, that can be absolutely demoralizing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely demoralizing. It can mess up with your head, especially with your confidence, mm-hmm. when as a rookie coming in and getting just hit around like that, like a ping pong ball.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. It's, I like him. And I agree. You know what? That's one of the things. If I'm a scout, I got to know how much you love football. You got to love it. Mm-mm. I mean, look, I understand, but it's got to be a love. You got to have a burning desire. Mm-hmm. You know, I like it, but I also like mm-hmm. to do this. Telling you, Ocho, you look at the guys mm-hmm. that have success.
Yeah.
And watch how they talk about the game of football.
Right.
Your quarterbacks, your running backs, your wide mm-hmm. receivers, your great mm-hmm. defensive players. Look how they talk about the game of football.
Right.
Other than eating and breathing, that's how important it is to them.
Yeah.
And it needs definitely. To be that.
Right.
Now, obviously, as you start to look and you see, once Brady got to a certain point, but this was probably like the last 3 or 4 years of his career where all mm-hmm. of a sudden he didn't come to OTAs. He realized that, damn, V, you 7. I thought I had you a couple of months ago. Me and your mama I was just cutting the cord at the hospital and you this big and Ben and I like, whoa.
Yeah.
He started to realize that the time had passed him. And that's what mm-hmm. happens when you're a football player or you're a coach.
Mm-hmm.
You have kids one day, the next day you're like, honey, we got to go to graduation. He's graduating high school or she's graduating high school and you damn near missed everything.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you do. It's sacrifice. It's a huge sacrifice. I think we talked about this early on one of the shows and I talked about why I even started having kids again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I missed out on everything.
Yeah.
There is room for me to improve as a father based on times I missed when I was younger because I had the sacrifice.
You know better too.
I ate. I ate, slept, breathed, and shit football.
Yeah, you have to.
Off season. Like I didn't even, my off season, I took maybe what, 3 weeks, mm-hmm. a month?
Yeah.
At best.
That's it.
So all my kids knew from me, from my standpoint, was just being there financially. I mean, I was there. I was present. But, I was so locked in.
Yeah. You missed so much.
I missed a lot of stuff, man. Mm-hmm. I missed a lot of stuff. So I really wanted to start over so I could understand what it feels like to be a full-time father and do it right this time, the right way.
And you see what he said? He talked about how he put that, I want to win the Heisman. He said he always wanted to win the Heisman. Now, over here, remember what we talked about last night?
Yes,
what are you willing to sacrifice?
Price to get there, right.
Okay, you got that Heisman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the goals for the NFL, okay? You're going to get drafted. You don't have no choice where you go.
Right.
You put yourself in position. You can go anywhere. It seems like Chicago is a foregone conclusion. Anything can happen, Ocho, but it seems like a foregone conclusion. They've settled on Caleb Williams. So now it looks like you're not going past 3. You're either going to the Commanders at 2 or you're going to the Patriots at 3. You're not going any further than that. And I believe he's going to go 2 to the Commanders because why would I trade? Why would I trade to get more draft capital in hopes of there's a quarterback coming out in the next 2 to 3 years that would give me the value that I got with Jaden Daniels.
Right.
So with that being said, I believe he goes to the Commanders at two. Mm-hmm. Now, what's your goals?
Right.
Now, what are you willing to sacrifice to get them? Because the greater the goal, the greater the sacrifice must be.
Right. Has to be, yeah. Yeah. Do you see any chance at the Raiders finding a way to get from 18 to 2? Right?
18 to 2?
They are 18, right? Pick 18? No, am I tripping?
I don't know.
I don't even know what pick they are. But is there any possible way?
Huh? The Raiders. No, Ocho. Huh? 13. Well, okay, 13. Think about it. I think the 49ers were at 12 and moved to 3.
And see, they gave up three. It's possible.
They gave up 3 first rounders. That was 3 years ago. So what's the going rate now? 4 first rounders? 3 first rounders? 3 second rounders?
I mean, listen, the Raiders say, hey, listen, for Jaden Daniels, we'll give you 3 first round picks. I don't think the Commanders are turning that down.
Why? If you need a quarterback, why would I give you my oxygen? Hold on. What did they say? When you're on the airplane, if the plane going down, what did they say? Put your oxygen mask on first before you assist somebody. So you mean to tell me you want me to help somebody outside before and I'm dying?
Listen, hey, that 3 first round picks, I understand.
Ocho, I need a quarterback.
Right. I want to see him with the Raiders. That's all.
Let me ask you a question. When you on Spirit and they tell you the plane, they tell you about oxygen mask. What do they say? Do they say assist somebody or do they say put your mask on first before you assist somebody?
Yeah, put your mask on first before you assist somebody.
So in other words, Washington needs a quarterback. But you know what, Raiders? Since y'all going to give me this great package, I will go ahead and help y'all. I will help y'all get back to the playoffs and get to the Super Bowl. I'm not doing that, Ocho.
I got you. I'm trying to see Jaden throwing a Davante Adams. That's all. That's all.
And
that's all.
Oh yeah, for sure. But do you understand how long it's been? The Commanders, the old team, that's a proud franchise. They got 3 Super Bowl wins.
Yeah. Yeah.
And but now they've gotten the old regime out. It's a
new regime.
Harris, they want to win.
Win, yeah.
They not giving that pickup.
All right.
Unless, because guess what? I give that pickup. You think Buffalo kicking themselves? Because guess what? Buffalo had Patrick Mahomes. Could have had Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
see? Now people in Buffalo looking at, even though they got Josh Allen.
Yeah. He ain't no slouch now.
But they say, hold on. That man got 3 Super Bowls in 4 years, though. 5 years. He got 2 MVPs.
Yeah.
How you, and you mess around and you trade them to the Raiders. And the Raiders and his man mess around and go win Super Bowls.
Right.
Oh, Josh Harris go find out. First of all, in order to do a trade like that, your owner has to sign off on it. I don't believe the owner will sign. I don't believe Josh Harris will sign off on it.
No.
Hell no.
Probably not. I mean, obviously, Josh Harris understanding how important it is to have a quarterback before you can do anything else. You can't build nothing until you get a goddamn quarterback.
Nothing.
And Jaden Daniels sitting at number 2 is your franchise quarterback for the next decade plus.
Exactly.
I can tell you that.
Exactly.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the Kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.